I would like to begin our evening prayer of Vespers by reading to you the prologue to the Wednesday evening communions. We enter the eternal and infinite garden with reverence to the heavenly Father, Mother, God, the earthly Mother and all the great Masters, and reverence to the holy, pure and saving teaching, and reverence to the brotherhood and sisterhood of the elect. Wednesday evening we commune with the angel of love, saying, Angel of love, descend upon my feeling body and purify all my feelings. While this is being recited, the feeling body both sends and attracts superior currents of feeling energy to and from all beings on earth and all those in the cosmic ocean of love. And now we have a protection prayer for all light bringers of peace. In the name of all that is, I draw a bloodline by faith around all gathered here, around myself, our health, our abundance, our homes, our partners and families, our life's work, our friends and clients and their associates, and the brothers and sisters of the Teo community of Interfaith Franciscans. We draw a bloodline by faith, knowing that there is power, wondrous power, in the blood of the cosmic Christ Jesus. Neither Satan nor any of his co-workers, dark energies or entities can ever cross such a bloodline. Amen. I would like to read to you Psalm 133. O come, bless the Lord, all you who serve the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of the just. Lift up your hands to this holy place and bless the Lord through the night. May the Lord bless you from Zion, he who made both heaven and earth. Bless the Lord through the night. And now I would like to read to you from the Celtic prayer book from Iona. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately woven in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. Let us be still and aware of God's presence within and around you. You are the love of each living creature, O God. You are the warmth of the rising sun. You are the whiteness of the moon at night. You are the life of the growing earth. You are the strength of the waves of the sea. Speak to me this night, O God. Speak to me your truth. Dwell with me this night, O God. Dwell with me in love. And I'd like to read from John O'Donohue's beautiful book, To Bless This Space Between Us. And the reading is a poem for a brother or a sister. The knowing that binds us is older than the apostrophe of cell. We formed from within the one womb. All that flowed into us there from the red village of ancestry sowed spores of continuity that would one day flower into flickers of resemblance. an unconscious gesture could echo an ancestor, and the look of a stir, recognition of belonging that is ours alone. And our difference finding its own rhythm of strangeness, leading us deeper into a self that would always know its own, regardless of difficulty and distance, and through hurt no other could inflict. Still somehow beside each other, though the night is dark, with wind that loves to clean the bones of ruins, making further room for light. Let us be still, and let us reflect in our heart. Let us become aware that regardless of how we may be feeling right now, the Father, Mother, God, who created us in our mother's womb, knows our every heartbeat, each time we breathe in and each time when we breathe out. Let us not feel abandoned or unloved by God, because we are loved. And it is right that we gather around this table of celebration to share praise to a loving God, and to Gaia and all of the ascended masters, and to the messengers of God, the angelic realm. Here my heart is guided to read some beautiful heart sharings from a dear friend of our community. The heart that sees all things, the heart whose beat moves the world, is your heart, is my heart. The heart that knows compassion, the heart whose love comes from beyond, is your heart, is my heart. And these truths are meant to bind us, not to separate or destroy. Each heart has a voice. Each heart has a choice to exist in fear or in joy. Courage, wisdom, and honor will steady and renew, and soft the whisper to confirm that heart lives in me, that heart lives in you. Beautiful, beautiful words. And now we come to the Magnificat, the Canticle of Mary. My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, who is my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness. Henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty has done marvels for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and exalts the lowly. He fills the starving with good things and sends the rich away empty-handed. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, Mother, God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, our teacher, to the Holy Spirit of God, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And now we come to our evening intercessions. You are above me, O God. You are beneath. You are in air. You are in earth. You are beside me. You are within, O God of heaven. You have made your home on earth, in the broken body of creation. Kindle within me a love for you in all things. And now we recall the events of the day and pray for the care of our earth. At this point, I would like to pray for a dear friend whose name is John, who is suffering from a flare-up of acute rheumatoid arthritis affecting every joint in his body, making movement and mobility extremely painful. Let us send healing love to John. We pray for a dear friend of the community, Palm, in America, and for her dear dog, her pet that she loves called Shadow, who is very ill. We bring both Palm and Shadow, who is her life, before the Father, Mother, God. We bring you who have joined me here for this live broadcast, and we ask the Father, Mother, God to touch you right now and to bless your life. We pray for the whole family of God, especially those who are wounded in mind, body, and spirit. We pray for peace, for lasting peace throughout the world. And we pray for all our religious leaders, for His Holiness the Dalai Lama, for His Holiness Pope Francis, and for the Archbishop of Canterbury. Let us bring now our personal intentions before God as we sit in the silence of the now, in the presence of God. And now we pray the prayer that Jesus taught us. Our Father, Mother God, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. And the closing prayer comes from the little prayer book of Celtic prayers from Iona. May the grace of the love of the stars be mine. May the grace of the love of the winds be mine. May the grace of the love of the waters be mine. In the name of the Word of all life. And as we listen to the bells of the Annunciation from Avignon in France, we give thanks to God for all our blessings and for touching each one of us now as we celebrate the sacred sound of the bells, calling the children of God to prayer. So go in peace to love and to serve your God. Alleluia, alleluia. Namaste, shalom, inshallah, pax et bonum, om shanti, solo di caritas, salam alaikum, and may the peace of your God empower your heart to reclaim your divinity as a child of God.